Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love it that you tell us to draw near to you and you will draw near to us. And so we want to draw near to you today, Lord, through your word, through the book of Esther. Ask that you would teach us and guide us into all truth through your Holy Spirit, that we might know more about you and your Son Jesus and your ways and the ways that you want us to be in this world. So we bless you and thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Wives Shall Give Their Husbands Honor. It is taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1, verse 20. The scene has been set, and the court is in session. Queen Vashti has embarrassed and angered King Ahasuerus with her act of refusal to appear before the guest at the king's feast. Because there is a fear that all women throughout the kingdom would refuse their husbands as well, Memucan, who is one of the king's princes and well-versed in Persian law, has suggested that the king banish Queen Vashti from the throne and strip away her royal position in the kingdom. In chapter 1 and verse 20 of the book of Esther, we continue Memucan's words as we read, "And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small." The verse begins, "And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire." Memucan, or as we interpreted in an earlier verse, dignified, suggested not only that the decree to be made to banish Vashti from the throne, but also that the word of what he did be spread throughout the entire kingdom. Let us remember that there are 127 provinces in the kingdom, and there are no telephones, telegraphs, televisions, radios, emails, or other technological means to share this news. More than likely, this edict would have to travel on horseback, chariots, or running messengers. We note, too, that Memucan adds, "for it is great," for emphasis as to the size of the kingdom and the vastness of this undertaking. No doubt the task would be daunting, but nonetheless not without great importance. The verse continues with the supposed effect of the edict. "All the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small." Memucan was concerned with the chaos that would occur in homes throughout the kingdom if they heard that the queen refused the king's request. His entire answer to this problem was to stop the chaos in its tracks and keep peace in the empire. His idea was that if the queen's refusal was addressed dramatically, determinedly, and without regard to her position or status, the word would be effective upon not only the present situation, but in every home in the kingdom. "Wives shall give to their husbands honor," would be the theme. And rather than rebellion and chaos, subjugation and peace would be the result. Obviously, times are different today, and the manner in which women are treated is different as well. However, we can see the wisdom in Memucan's suggestion. Honor and peace are wonderful traits, especially when they are not forced. Respect is desired by all, and when it is given, there is more of a tendency toward peace. The interesting part of this story is that God looms in the shadows. And in all the workings and surmising of people, his mighty hand is active and not stayed. We must look for him if we are to see his works in this story. And if we are wise, we will look for him in our lives as well. The natural things are the playing field of the supernatural influence of Almighty God. Next time, we will see how Ahasuerus responded to Memucan's suggestion. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name as you continue to study his word.